Hype Network presents.
Oh, may joke ako.
Sige, ano?
Anong sinasabi ni Submariner kapag nagagalit siya?
Namo. Sagi.
Hindi, tama yun. Dapat may R. Namo. Kasi it's Namo. Namor. Submariner. Welcome to the Couch Tomato.
How do you pronounce it ba?
Namor. It's Namor.
Namor? That's such an American way to say a Mexican.
I'm basing it on Lano ha. Kasi nung 80s, may mga cartoons na may Thor, may Captain America, may Submariner.
But he is Mexican, di ba? Aztec or something.
Sa comics, he's Atlantean. Parang ano?
Yes. Of course, we know it's a fictional thing, but he is based on what?
Parang white eh. White.
But he's not white.
Yun ang ginawa ngayon. Hindi na siya,
Okay. Oh, sige. Based on the movie, what do you think? He's kind of Mexican.
Mexican? Yung mga ancient
Aztec,
Mexico.
Ganun, diba? Oo. So, hindi siya dapat Namor kasi that's so American.
Siya lang yung nagpo-pronounce ng Namor, diba? Pero pag sina sa Wakanda, pag they're talking about him, Namor.
I'm sure that irritates him kasi they get his name wrong. Let's move on.
Sige, so we're talking about Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. This is directed by Ryan Coogler with screenplay by Ryan Coogler and Joe Robert Cole, starring Letitia Wright,
Lupita Nyong'o,
Danai Gurira,
Winston Duke,
Angela Bassett,
Tenoch Huerta,
and Martin Freeman, among others. No? Michael B. Jordan pala has a cameo also. Pero hindi siya listed, di ba?
No, kasi I think it was supposed to be a surprise.
Okay.
Something you wouldn't expect. Which, well, I know a lot of people wanted him back. But I couldn't think of a way to do that. Mm. But they found one.
Yeah. And nung nagbasa ako after, si Trevor Noah pala is here as an African griot.
A what?
African griot. Yung parang sa village nila, siya yung...
Nagsasounds?
Hindi, siya yung may alam ng lahat ng ancestors. Parang siya yung kilala niya sino yung anak ni ganyan, sino yung lolo ni ganyan. Basta, isang tao lang yun sa Africa. Bawat tribe, may isang ganun. Siya yung may alam ng lahat ng ano, tapos pinapasa niya sa next.
The full Marites of the ano.
No, the names lang. Parang record keeper.
Yes nga. So, you know niya, pag hindi mo alam yung tatay nung anak mo, siya nakakaalam na.
Ayan. Right, so to start the discussion, let's start just very, very start. Yung opening credits, yung Marvel OBB, yung usually it's ano, diba?
It's a montage.
A montage ng galing sa comics, diba? Yes. And then magiging ano, yung sina...
Galing sa movies.
Oo, yung live action na. Tapos dito, puro Chadwick na. Tapos walang music, diba? Parang silent lang siya. Usually kasi, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, diba? Parang ganun yung Marvel theme. Tapos dito, wala. Total silence. Tapos, puro Chadwick lang. Puro clips.
You know, I just realized, every time you see Chadwick here, well, in case you're living under a rock, Chadwick Boseman played T'Challa, supposed to be the Black Panther, but he died. So, he's not able to continue here in this film. So, there was a lot of speculation what the story will be. I'm sure they didn't expect it. So may rewrites pa namang, and then how the story would go on. So ngayon ko lang napansin, syempre also to honor, you know, Chadwick's legacy, ngayon ko lang napansin every time you see a montage of Chadwick, it's silent here in the credits. In the opening credits, yung puro siya lang for this movie in honor of him. And then sa dulo, nung parang na-accept na ni Shuri.
Yes.
Yung death niya.
Uh-oh.
It's also a montage eh.
Mm-hmm.
So, wala ring sound. Mm-hmm. So, I guess, yun yung parang minute of silence nila.
Yes. Yes, ang galing. to the listeners, no, kung napansin nyo, yung mga matalas yung tinga, her voice kind of broke when she was talking. No? She's like tearing up just talking about Chadwick Boseman. Yeah.
Hindi na yung hawak sa dulo kasi. Pang fitting, ano naman, continuation to what he has done with the character.
Actually, ano, yung mga iyak sa dulo, yun yung pinaka-powerful. Eh. Kasi the movie, no, let's say 2 hours, diba? Parang it built you up to that point, tapos biglang boom, bubuhos yung ano. Kasi na-invest ka ng 2 hours, tapos doon kayo iyak eh. Yung, parang yun yung mga powerful na iyak yung sa dulo ng pelikula. Ayun, so since we're on the subject of Chadwick's death, no, let's talk about how they, meaning the filmmakers, how they incorporated Chadwick's death into the story, you know. Ikaw muna mag-start.
Well, of course, they cannot CGI him.
That would be
too soon and
mukha kayong pera, di ba? Mukha, parang it's ano, it's hindi siya tasteful move na gagawin mong ganun kasi the audience will be looking for him, so we have to give him, so CGI natin. Ang tama nga sabi mo, too soon and it's ano, disrespectful for me.
Oh, hindi talaga nila sinigi si Chadwick, but the story needed another death. That's why the queen had to go. Kasi kailangan mo mag-flashback kay Shuri eh.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? And ayaw mong magasgas yung mukha ni Chadwick.
Yeah. Oh.
So si Angela Bassett yung parang nag-sacrifice ng kanyang life para every time na may parang nanay ninanag si Shuri, oy, 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 oy. Tapos sa dulo mo lang makikita si Chadwick.
Mm-hmm. Tama.
And if there's anything in this movie that feeling ko wala naman, feeling ko they handled T'Challa's death and also, you know, the fact that Chadwick had died na gracefully.
Parang they didn't even need to explain kasi parang I guess alam nila yung mga manonood ng film is people who follow the MCU.
But how did he die, diba?
Yun nga eh, parang it's just ano, hinted that na it's an illness.
Oo, parang it's a born, kasi if you remember correctly, dun sa last appearance niya was Endgame, diba? So no, in Infinity War na blip siya, nagvanish siya, diba? Tapos bumalik siya sa Endgame, he still has the purple herbs, ano, diba?
In his bloodstream.
Oo. Bumalik naman yon. So may lakas siya nung Black Panther, the speed and everything. Yung superpowers niya, kumbaga, nasa kanya. But still, there's an illness that crept its way into his system. Iniisip ko parang ano yan, he was born with it?
Pwede. Something na hindi kaya ano yun ng herb.
Oh, but as you say, it doesn't really matter kasi
parang wala nang explanation at all eh dito sa movie na to. No? Parang hindi na explain basta he's dead.
It just made me think. But I think I like that it's vague because you get people thinking but not really judging on how he died or what's the cause of his death. T'Challa, hindi si Chadwick.
Okay, so since wala nga si Chadwick, rest in power. Siyempre, ang sasalo ng film is, I mean, kung old school Hollywood pa ito, hanapan nila ng way na lalaki yung magte-take up ng mantle, no? Pero I guess progressive na ang mga studio execs ngayon na parang okay, we can pass the torch to ano. Kasi nga yung
no, I think it's just the natural progression. Sinong susunod kay Chadwick? Siyempre kapatid niya, di ba?
Yeah, tama.
Hindi naman siya like presidential election na maghahanap ka ng bago or you know, divine intervention as someone will get gamma rayed by something.
Hindi, you can get the title ng Black Panther as ano eh, by challenging eh. So, hindi naman restricted sa bloodline yun nila.
Hindi, you challenge the kingship. And when you become king, you get the purple herb.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, it's not strict dun sa bloodline niya, no? Meaning,
oo, hindi nga.
If it was a different
time, so it could have been, time, ano, si
they would have made
Winston, ganun.
Oh, someone like that, siya na yung Black Panther. Lalaki pa rin. Pero yun nga, dahil mayroon na tayong female Doctor Who. So, parang okay na. Ang problema na lang for me is yung payment. Feeling ko dapat
equal pay.
Equal na, di ba? Kasi kaya na ng girls yung ano eh, magdala ng movie eh. Kaya na na.
Actually,
eh,
if you go through the credits, please, please stay for the credits. Yung mga, yung nasa credits ay lahat halos babae. Except for si Winston, si Martin. Like, first five of the credits na lalabas, lahat sila babae.
Mm.
And I think it all fell into place. Like, Shuri would want to cure her brother, and when she couldn't, magalit siya, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, she wanted to recreate the Purple Orb. Kasi if you guys remember, sinunog ni Killmonger yung ano nila, diba? Yung cave.
Lahat ng Purple Orbs.
Yeah. So, wala na. So, she was trying to synthesize it. And the only way to test your experiments is to test it yourself. So, nasa kanya. And okay lang ako na hindi siya queen. Kasi after T'Challa's death, it was Angela Bassett who ruled the kingdom of Wakanda. Mm-hmm. Is it a kingdom? A country? Oh, basta yun. So, when Shuri had the synthesized purple herb, you would think she would be the next queen, diba? But mm-hmm. it's so not her character, diba? If you remember the first movie, sabi ni Winston, parang scoffs at traditions. Modern siya eh. Hindi siya ganun ka.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi siya old school masyado eh.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all seen stories na yung hindi ka naman talaga fit to be king or ayaw mo talaga and then you will ascend. No, this is not that story. This is a story about grief na how she moved on from the death of her brother.
Yeah, oh. And ang for me yung since si Shuri ang parang ano nito central character sa story, no.
Mm-mm.
Meaning yung mga ano, yung mga ghosts, let's call them ghosts or memories. For example, yung memory ni tuwing lalabas si Chadwick Boseman sa screen, it's Shuri, it's related to Shuri na she's recalling it, di ba? Parang ganun. Tapos, yung paglabas din ni Killmonger na ni Michael B. Jordan is also Shuri's mind, di ba?
Oo. Actually, the only time that you see Chadwick here is at the end. Except for the opening credits. Syempre, hindi naman yung kasama sa story. And a lot of people wanted Killmonger, di ba? Tapos, makikita mo lang siya sa, di ba, may synthesized purple herb na. So, di ba, when you get that, di ba, binaburi, parang tinatabunan ng buhangin or whatever. Tapos you get to the, I don't know, what plane is that with your ancestors, with your father.
Yes.
Ang nag-appear kay Shuri ay si Killmonger. Technically, pinsan niya yon, so walang foul play dun. And yung naramdaman niyang galit na she wanted revenge or whatever is the same angst ni Killmonger, I guess. So, for me, it really all fell into place. It was not forced na you get to honor Chadwick Boseman or and also T'Challa and you get this successor na parang natural naman na dapat lang na siya kahit na hindi siya yung queen. And then you also get Killmonger there in the movie na hindi, ay ba't siya nabuhay ganyan? Hindi ganon. Parang yun nga, it all fell into place for me. It's a very nice, touching movie slash tribute. And it's a nice way to continue the character in the whole MCU.
Mm. Yung maganda kasi sa the first Black Panther, it's really Black Panther lang. It's his movie. Yung mga sequels, like the other MCU films, no? For example, yung Thor, diba? The first Thor is Thor talaga. And then
origin movie.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about meaning yung subject matter mo is Thor lang.
And then
yung mga next Thor movies,
you tackle a different aspect of the character.
Hindi. Meaning, meron na siyang kahati sa ano. What's an
it's
example?
Screen
of
time.
Oh, here naman, diba the first is Black Panther lang talaga. Dito naman, biglang may Namor the Submariner, no? Parang, you're using that as a backdoor to introduce a new character who will eventually, I think, have his own movie. And then, I guess what I'm saying, di ba may ibang films din sa MCU na ganun? Parang yung
alin? Sige, kaya mo yan.
Hindi. Si Ant-Man, di ba? He was backdoor, di ba? Parang, he appeared first before he had a... And then, si Spider-Man din.
Spider-Man din.
Parang, you give him a supporting role in one of the main movies, and then eventually magkakaroon siya na ano, parang that's their way of introducing new MCU properties, no?
Dito nga, it's Namor.
Namor. Something sin Namor, meaning without love. Basta may, diba, that's ano.
Mm-mm.
But I'm calling him Namor kasi I'm a child of the 80s. And it's Namor.
Fine. Namor. Ako Namor.
Hi, I'm GP, and I'm a first-time dad. Join me in my new podcast about my parenting journey, where I discuss things that brand new or expecting parents should know. Check out First Time Dad on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other major podcast platforms.
Yeah, let's talk about Prince Namor, no? Si Tenoch. Yung name niya kasi is very, pag nakarinig mo, Aztec agad yan. Mesoamerican.
Oh.
Diba? So,
no, I just came across this article or a post na they are saying that they edited yung bulge ni Namor sa costume niya.
Talaga?
Kasi baka it's too, might be offensive if it's too bakat. Parang ganun.
Okay.
Tapos, syempre yung naalala ko sa mga nabasa ko. Diba? Kasi nakakatawa kasi tinanong siya about it. Tapos parang wala naman siyang masabi. Hindi naman niya ma-deny. Or something.
So, meaning yung malaki dito niya?
No, kasi may picture eh. May picture ng pre-post. Yung actual shot versus post. Parang ha, paano mo nawala ng konti? So, I guess they did. Ito ang tanong ko kay Namor. Diba? He is a mutant. Let's say it. I think this is an introduction to mutants also in the MCU.
Oh, yeah.
So, yung mga people niya does not breathe underwater like he does eh. Meron silang parang apparatus. And they're blue. Namor is brown. Tapos, yung ibang mga pinanganak dun na sa underwater is also still blue. How is that?
May kinalaman yung purple, ano? I guess. Kasi yung tinig ng mother niya, let's call it ano na lang. Kunwari ayahuasca yun na. So, yung nanay, buntis, ayahuasca, na ano siya, yung may effect sa nanay niya siyempre. Pero, temporary yun kasi mawawala yun. Yung tama niya mawawala. Pero yung sa baby, forever na yun. So, ganun. So, paglabas niya, ganun na siya. Hindi na siya sumunod sa normal human evolution na, we'll turn blue. Kasi hindi na tumira.
So you mean yung mga non-ganyan? Yung mga kids, kasi diba nung bumaba tayo dun sa city niya underwater, yung mga bata eh.
Blue din ba siya?
So
gano'n na yung progression talaga ng ano, pag hindi ka nag-take, gano'n ang progression ng human. Pero dahil nag-take yung nanay niya, na-apektuhan siya, siya lang yung iba.
Kaya siya yung parang god-like, Trevor Luna.
And he had wings sa paa niya, I guess, parang it's a sign. Gano'n diba?
Oo.
Kasi may ibang religions din, hindi ko sure kung sa Dalai Lama, yung parang pag meron kang medyo monkey tail, yung nakalabas yung tailbone mo, parang chosen one ka, parang ganyan. So I guess ganoon din yung concept noon, parang may wings siya, he must be, ano, hindi mutant
and
tingin sa kanya,
breathe,
God.
He can breathe nga underwater without
yes.
But this is not the same purple herb, diba? It's a variation of that.
Oy, parang ano siya?
Exposed to vibranium din, pero not really the same herb.
Yes. I'd like to say it's like something like ano. It's psilocybin din siya, pero ibang mushroom. Parang ganun.
Sige, let's talk about it in terms that you're an expert in.
In terms of ano? Kasi it's basically a psychoactive substance sa MCU, diba? So, anyway, basta ganun yun. Hindi kayo relate sa ano. Anyway,
natutuwa ako na ano, na may brown representation dito sa MCU.
I think
they're getting more diverse.
Hindi
lang siguro natin masyado na-explore yung Mesoamerican. Kasi underwater eh. Mahirap siya i-present as vibrantly. Because it is as vibrantly as the African heritage, culture. Ang hirap kasi na underwater. Kasi nagkakaroon ng blue filter and all.
And also, sa Africa kasi, buhay pa rin hanggang ngayon yun eh. Diba sa World Cup, ang kulay nila, pag nag-cheer sila yung mga African
nations. Yung mga sayaw nila, yung mga bukloloy nila.
Whereas yung Mesoamerican people, they were wiped out eh. Wiped out talaga sila. So, wala na sila ngayon. Yung Africans, meron pa rin. Kaya yung colors nila na na-translate dun sa Wakanda, diba yung colorful noon nila. Kasi
but
meron
sure
in real
based,
life may ganun.
It's based naman on, you know,
on what we know, yes. Pero sobrang bawas na yun kasi nga, na-wipe out na sila eh. Parang what we know is like 1% pa lang.
Halo na, may halo na na.
Oo. Nag-Christianize na sila. Parang wala na yun. Yung totoong culture nila, yung The Closest siguro, yung Apocalypto, yung film ni Mel Gibson, di ba? Parang it's like a documentary na rin na ganyan siguro sila noon. Pero wala talaga may alam.
Okay.
Pero I would like to see him. I like Tenoch. I want him to have his own movie.
No, I don't. I'm
hindi
not sure.
Hindi dahil sa titi, ha? Baka dahil sa titi.
Hindi. Ano ba? I'm not sure if he will get his own movie, but I'm sure he will play more of a bigger role in the ano.
Oo. Well, yung yan, sabi ko sa ano, yung nung 60s pa yun yung cartoons na yun, pero hanggang 80s pinapalabas pa rin yung may name or the submariner, diba? Kasi isa siya sa mga talagang sikat na properties ng Marvel, siya Captain America, Thor, Spider-Man.
Hindi ko siya alam.
Okay, well, diba kasi ginawa siyang cartoon eh, ibig sabihin nun ando siya sa top ano.
Hindi pa ako pinapanganak nung may cartoon siya.
Anyway, de, ang point ko is parang Namor is big enough na he got a movie. Hindi siya diretso to Disney Plus.
I hope
na ginawa ng series, diba?
I hope he will still be big kasi as you mentioned, he was white then and he's brown now.
Yeah.
So, sana ganun pa rin.
Yes, oo. Tama.
So, if you watch the credit, well, sino bang mga nanonood ng Marvel movie na hindi na umaalis agad sa ewan ko sa inyo ha. But you have to stay for the credits because there's a mid-credit scene. Mid lang, wala sa dulo. But please stay hanggang dulo. Anyway, yung sinasabi ko sa iyo na ano?
Mid-end credits. Ah, mid-end credits. Pre-end credits, mid-end credits, and then
anyway, sa
end,
gitna.
End credits. Oo, sa gitna na.
Sa gitna ng credits, may footage.
Oo.
And ito yung sinasabi ko sa'yo na feeling ko it really all fell into place for me. Kasi I had medyo nakutuban ko to eh. Kasi diba, at the end of the first movie, nag-kiss si Lupita. It's a subtle suggestion na, diba they were exes and then, so they kissed again in the end nung sa movie, sa last movie. So it suggests na they will continue their relationship. And then when you watch the film, parang nag-disappear siya. Basta 6 years na siyang nasa Haiti. So parang why? Parang okay na kayo, di ba? Anyway, it was not really, kutob lang yun for me. Wala naman talagang signs. Pero nung lumabas yung end credits, it confirmed my ano, my kutob. Lakas kutob ko eh.
Ano ba yun sa end credits ulit?
Na they had a son.
Saan ba yun? Hindi ba sa simula pa lang? I mean, sa yung umiiyak si Shuri, di ba katabi niya yung bata?
End credits na yun eh.
End credits na ba yun?
Oo. Oh, di ba umalis siya? Di ba,
ang king
na pala ngayon, well, the one who challenged for it, we didn't see kung sino yung kalaban niya, but the one who challenged, parang we were made to believe na they were waiting for Shuri to be crowned there. But she did not attend. Ang dumating ay si Winston Duke. Yung character ni Winston
siya
Duke.
Siya naging king.
I would think so. Kasi,
si Baku.
Oo. Wala, sino ka lang? Kung may kinalaban man siya, he or she is non-existent pa. So malamang matatalo siya. So si Mbaku na yung king instead of. But Shuri still has the herb.
And inintroduce nila yung concept na the king and the Black Panther can be separate.
Yes. Oo.
Kasi yung previously, ang nakatayin sa king yun, kung sino yung king siya rin yung Black Panther, di ba? So, possibly naman talaga na separate siya.
Mm-mm. So, after nun, nag-credits na. And then,
okay.
She, di ba sabi ni Nakia, you're always welcome in Haiti. Kasi she's hurting. She's ano, di ba? She's grieving. So, nung nagpunta siya doon, She finally did the ritual, yung burning of the white robe that you wore dun sa parang funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi she refused to do it earlier in the movie. Eh. Kasi parang this is a year after T'Challa's death. So she refused to do it earlier in the movie. And when she finally was ready, she did it in Haiti. And then nung sabi niya, can we join you? May kasama siyang bata.
Okay. Hindi pa okay, sige. Okay, thank you. Thank you for that.
So, nung inintroduce na niya yung anak nila kay Shuri, so tita na si Shuri, di ba?
Oh.
So, parang, if you remember in the first movie, parang sabi ni T'Challa, I'm not ready. Tapos sabi ng tatay niya, fathers prepare their sons. So, dito, they move the child away from the pressure of the throne. But, I think they prepared. Kumbaga, feeling ko, alam din ni T'Challa as a character, not Chadwick. Alam niya na may sakit siya or may posibleng mangyari sa kanya. So, he prepared his son for his death also. So, maraming callbacks sa first movie na ties it. Kasi parang origin movie din ang dating niya eh. Kasi hindi mo nga na ituloy yung T'Challa. Kumbaga, you introduced a new Black Panther here.
Hmm. Okay. Sige. Our last point sa discussion natin is the score. I'd like to talk about the score, no? It's done by Ludwig Göransson, my favorite sa mga bata na film composers, no? He won an Oscar for the first one, by the way, no? Very, very well researched yun eh, kasi he really went to Africa, although he's really white, like he's Viking white. He's Swedish.
Oh, really?
Oh, so.
Okay, I wouldn't think.
Ryan Coogler kasi is black, as in African-American. Like, may street cred siya, kumbaga. And roommates sila sa film school ni Ludwig. And then, alam, si Ludwig is taking up ano, film composing, and then si, you know, is directing. And then, yung short films ni Ryan Coogler, ang nagsuscore lagi si Ludwig. Kaya, parang you'd think, I need a black guy to score this. Kasi African, di ba? Pero, kaya ni Ludwig yan. And then, yun niya, he really respected that, no? And he went to Africa, he immersed himself in, ano.
Which was the whole idea of the first movie in the first place.
Mm, yeah. Mm.
Kaya, even the costumes are, ano,
yes,
based on, not just one, but several African tribes.
Mm-mm, that's true. Tapos dito naman sa music nito, I like na yung paggamit ng voice. Although sa first, marami ding vocals. No? Pero gustong-gusto ko yun na, especially sa Dune, yung di ba si Hans Zimmer nag-score ng Dune, parang sabi niya, I want to use the human voice. Parang, yung mga ganun. Parang,
okay.
Usually the score is orchestra, violins, di ba? So, dito din, dami din mga vocal, mga African chant. Ang ganda, ang ganda na. Ano.
Which is true to the culture din.
Yes, yeah. Oo. Tapos, yung may mga modern tracks din dito, like mga hip-hop na ano. And then, tapag tinignan mo sa end credits, produced by Ludwig Göransson, parang yung mga hip-hop track. Siya rin nag- kasi siya rin yung producer ni, ano, ni Childish Gambino, ni si Donald Glover, producer ng, ang gumagawa ng beats niya si, ano, si Ludwig Göransson. Okay, so, yun, ang nagustuhan ko yung ano, parang mas nag-concentrate sa vocals ito eh. Dahil mas madaming chants. Kasi doon sa first, may voices din, pero maraming drums doon sa first eh. Talagang African drums talaga. Tapos dito, mas maraming vocals. And na nagustuhan ko yun. Ayun.
Naalala ko, meron akong nagustuhan kanta. It's kind of a hobby of mine when I watch films.
Tapos, gusto mo yung songs sa Spotify mo agad. Ano yun?
Yeah, nahanap ko siya kasi I don't really have a radio. I mean, I don't really listen to radio as before. So, yung mga current tracks, hindi ko natatanggap in real time. So, movies is one way for me to find artists, find music.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, not all movies have yung music na ano. Pero dito kasi hindi mo malam, hindi distinguishable yung score sa yung music, yung parang pop.
Oh, yes, yes.
So, it's a nice blend.
Yes.
So iba yung if you see sa album sa Spotify yung musical score and then may musical playlist kasi sa playlist may mga ibang songs na hindi
yes.
Not hindi scoring, di ba?
Mm.
So hinanap ko talaga siya.
The technical term there is yung pag yung ano, yung medyo pop, it's called the soundtrack and then yung
yes.
Yung ano, it's called the score. So pag makita mo sa Spotify, like for example yung video game na Red Dead Redemption, no. mayroon Red Dead Redemption na album then Red Dead Redemption na score. So, yes. Ganun, maraming ganun na...
Ang pinuntahan ko sa Spotify is a playlist. So, it's a mix.
Okay.
Parang somebody made, or I think, is it official? Anyway, if you find it, it's nice.
Naalala ko nga, di ba, nung sabi mo sa akin, may gusto akong song, yung ganyan. Hindi mo mahanap sa ano. Tapos sabi ko, baka nandun sa score. Tapos, parang una ayaw mo maniwala. Sabi ko, ah, nandun nga, tama. Alright, so let's give it a rating. Ano naman yung mga buntong hininga mo?
Ang hirap kaya mag-rate.
Oo nga.
Kasi parang gusto kong maalala, wait, ano ba ang binigay ko dun sa isang movie na to? Is it more or less?
Ah, gusto mo, sa next episode, let's drop it to the 5-star system. Baka madali. It's a 3, 3.5, 4.
Ayaw mo na mag-compute.
hindi. Parang, doon kasi sa vlog, nung nagbo-vlog pa yung The Couch Tomato, no? Meron ako mga, like, plus 0.1 pag may hubad or something, mga ganyan.
Yes.
Plus point. Yan yan pag may cameo yung gantong actor. So, yun, madaling makompute. Pero pag ganito kasi, hindi.
What? Is plus divided by 2?
No, ano meaning, give it a rating. Parang, I have to give you a number now. Pero, pag ano kasi, pag makiting it, I give you a number and then add on to it. Plus 0.1, plus 0.1, ganyan.
You're not writing.
Yun nga, eh, kaya nga, I don't want to do that verbally. So, it's mahirap kasi I'll give you a number. Anyway.
I have to do that verbally.
Okay, wait. Let's give it a rating now. Alright? Ready, go. Success, Chadwick. Wakanda forever. It's 8.4 from both of us.
If, ano, don't expect na, ano, ha, na typical MCU film at the end. Kasi it's very... Yung pang paglabas mo, hindi ka masyado pagod. Like, no, sa endgame na, whew, sobrang dami energy. Ano lang siya, very... Sacred is the term that comes to mind right now, but I know that's not the word I'm looking for. Solemn lang, parang you grieved with Shuri,
yeah.
And you grieved the character and the actor as well.
That's true. So,
but moving on to more.
We call him the soul of Chadwick Boseman. Rest in power, my friend.
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever. Anyway, that was our review of Black Panther: Wakanda Forever. You can send us a message at thecouchtomato@gmail.com.
Or you can follow us on social media at thecouchtomato on Twitter.
You can access the entire podcast archive on the website, thecouchtomato.com.
And of course, you can listen to The Couch Tomato podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and other major podcast platforms.
Also, The Couch Tomato is part of the Pipe Network. Check out other movie and TV podcasts such as Review, 480 TV Pod, and Please Pause.
Thank you for listening. Till the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.